Bava Kamma, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Tes. This Mishnah begins in the first half to discuss how sometimes you can have somebody who can take the place of the Bailus, take the place of the owner, and be responsible. The Mishnah tells us, Misara l'shomer chinam v'la shoel, if you handed over your shor to either a free watchman, a watchman who you don't pay, v'la shoel, or somebody who borrows the shor, l'nosei socher, or somebody who you pay to watch the shor, v'la socher, or somebody who rents the shor, these are what are called in Bava Metzia, the Arba Shomer, the four primary watchers, the guardsmen, nichnasu tachas ha'ba'olim, the Mishnah says. Any of these four, if they are in charge of the shore, they become in the place of the owner. And therefore, mu'ad, if it's a shore mu'ad, mishalim nezik shalim, they would be responsible to pay full damages. V'tam, if it's a tam, mishalim chazi nezik, the shomer would have to pay chazi nezik. Now the Mishnah moves on to a different question, and that is, what level of shmira, what level of guarding is necessary in order for the owner to be considered pater, to be off the hook for the damages of his shor? So the Mishnah begins that saying, Kishara ba'olav ba'masera, if the owner tied it up with a harness, with a rope, just a regular rope, v'nal b'fun of koroi, and he closed the door in front of it properly, we're told that this means a door that could stand in a ruach metzuya. When a standard wind, it could withstand the door, but an unusual wind, it may not stand against. V'yotze v'hizik, and it goes out, the shore goes out, despite the moserib, despite the harness, and despite the door, it manages to get free v'hizik and causes damage. Echad tam v'echad muad, chayav. Whether it's a tam or whether it's a muad, the owner is chayav, the owner is liable, because that shmira pechusa, that lower level of guarding that this is provided by just doing the harness and just doing a standard door is not enough to get the Bailim off the hook. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir's opinion. However, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says there's a distinction between Tam and Muad regarding this. He says that Tam is Chayav under such a scenario. The Tam has a responsibility to do a Shmira Me'ula, even higher level of guarding, that is to say, to use a metal chain instead of just a regular rope, or to put a door up that could withstand even an unusual wind. And therefore, since he didn't do that, in the case of a tam, he's chayav. However, umuad pater. A muad, however, would be pater from its having to pay nezek shalem. Even if it did a shmir prusa, even if it did a standard guarding, it would be sufficient. Shenemar, what's the source for this? The pasuk says, "V'lo yishmerenu ba'olav." Regarding a muad, it says that the owner did not guard it, indicating that it didn't guard it at all. Then he's chayav for being a muad. However, it's mashma that once he did some shmir, it'd be a get. It would be good enough. V'shamur huzez, the Mishnah says, it is considered guarded with the minimal guarding. And therefore, it for the muad status, it is considered guarding. And the Gemara explains, actually, that which the muad is putter is only for paying nezik shalem. However, the tzad tamus shabo, the aspect of that shore, which is still a tam, still has to pay the chatzi nezik. It's just its higher level of payment of muad is putter once you've done even a shmir prusa, even a lower level of guarding. The Mishnah concludes with Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, ein lo shmira elisakin. It says a muad, there's no proper shmira of guarding for a muad except a knife. You got to kill the animal. That's the only thing that truly will guard a muad. And not if you do anything, anything you do, any shmira is not going to be considered sufficient. And therefore, he believes that you would be chayav for the muad despite doing a shmira mu'ulah.